Every holiday season brings a new batch of holiday pop music, some of it from unlikely or obscure sources. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has been listening to all the new collection and has chosen a trio of albums that he thinks might make your holiday a bit more fun.
Every year I get ants in my pants when Christmas comes along. Every year I go into a dance, I know every single Christmas song. Every year I am first on the block to tell Santa what to bring. Every year I jump in with the flock, flying with the reindeer on the wing. I've got Christmas down pat, I know just where Christmas is at. You got your snow, you got your sleigh, rain, and hail. I got Christmas by the tail.
That's Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks, applying his combination of blues, country, and jazzy swing to a new album called Crazy for Christmas. Hicks specializes in the mood most of us want to achieve around this time of year, a relaxed, chilled-out demeanor. Hicks is shameless in reworking his material. He turns his old song, Where's the Money?, into the lowdown Christmas Morning, which finds Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer tossing back a couple of beers before leading Santa's sleigh. At the other end of that mood spectrum is Shelby Lynn's album Merry Christmas. The brooding country singer wouldn't have seemed a likely candidate for an album of holiday cheer. That's okay with me, since my favorite Christmas song has always been Elvis Presley's Blue Christmas. I like my holidays decked with melancholy. Listen to Christmas, a song Shelby Lynn has written, as a piece of kitchen sink realism set to a slow tempo soul melody.
Christmas makes me sad. Daddy's being bad. He made us wait on a tree. Bicycles for you and me. I want a radio, a ghetto blaster and stereo. Everybody's got one at school, and mama was nobody's fool.
Lynn is bold enough to offer a couple of the year's few new original songs. Along with covers of chestnuts like Silent Night and White Christmas, she provides this fine, upbeat composition called Ain't Nothing Like Christmas. Beginning with a simply strummed acoustic guitar and a bluesy vocal, it builds into the party song it wants to be.
Ain't nothing like Christmas, baby. Don't come but once a year. Ain't nothing like Christmas, baby. With carols and good cheer. Ain't nothing like Christmas, baby. Let's meet around the tree. I'll bring the nog you put on the log. It's a Christmas party. Oh, with tinsel in our hair and presents everywhere. Families in the kitchen. Watching it snow, yeah.
You can imagine Elvis rocking out to that one in his 1968 comeback leather outfit. Shelby Lynn's Merry Christmas is the most consistently good new holiday album I've heard this year. Another staple of the holiday genre is the anthology album that gathers cuts by a wide range of performers. Warner Brothers has put out the rather awkwardly titled Gift Wrap 2 Snowed In. It sounds like a discarded title for a Disney 3D animated film. The 21 selections on Snowed In include artists ranging from Devo to David Foster to the Flaming Lips. The sister duo of Tegan and Sarah have come up with a sly, sweet version of The Chipmunk Song. Yes, the 1958 novelty hit by Ross Bagdasarian. In this case, Tegan and Sarah have enlisted their mother to round out the act.
All right, Tegan and Sarah, ready to sing your song? Okay, Tegan. Tegan?
Okay.
Okay, Ted?
Okay.
Okay, Sarah?
Christmas, Christmas time is near. Time for toys and time for cheer. We've been good, but we can't last. Hurry, Christmas, hurry fast. Want a plane that loops the loop? Meow, wow, ah, hula, hoo. We can hardly stand the way. Please, Christmas, don't delay.
The prettiest song on Snowed In is credited to Ben Keith, who died in July of this year. Keith is best known as a pedal steel guitarist working with Neil Young, and he enlisted Neil Young and Young's wife Peggy to sing a lovely version of Les Trois Cloches, or The Three Bells, the gorgeous pop hit for the brother-sister act The Browns in 1959. The song invokes Christmas in its first verse, but with its lyric about the cycles of a man's life, it's a bigger, more poignant piece of music, denying mere nostalgia.
There's a village hidden deep in the valley, among the pine trees half forlorn. And there on a Christmas morning, little Jimmy Brown was born. All the chapel bells were ringing in the little valley town, and the song that they were singing was for baby Jimmy Brown. And the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless this hour of meditation, guide him with eternal love.
We use holiday music in different ways, most often as background sounds while we're doing something else. Novelty songs can be fun, but I never want to hear Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer again. The most interesting Christmas songs nod to, or even revel in, the loneliness that can surround the merry atmosphere. Whether you're seeking comfort, escape, or muzak, there's something for everyone in this new batch of holiday releases. As Devo sings on another song this season, Merry Something to You.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. You can hear three tracks from the albums he reviewed on our website, freshair.npr.org, where you can also download podcasts of our show. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer today is Fred Snyder. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Melody Kramer. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.
Whether you're Christian, Muslim, or Jew,
happy holidays!
Any old dance that you like to do.